operations. Biden spoke on the phone Sunday with Georgia and North Carolina's governors, as well as with officials across North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina. Around 90 people have died as a result of Hurricane Helene, and the remnants of the devastating storm power is still out for so many people. Workers at ports from Maine to Texas are set to strike in what could be the most disruptive walkout to the U.S. economy in decades. It's the International Longshoremen's Association. They say they'll walk out this week unless there's a new contract. Country music star and actor Kris Kristofferson has passed away at the age of 88. He died Saturday at his Maui home with a family statement saying he passed peacefully. And the Earth is getting a temporary new companion. Researchers call it a mini moon. And it's going to be hanging out with us for about 2 months before it heads back out on its journey into the solar system.
It's a pop-up moon.
It's a pop-up moon, yeah. It's really an asteroid, roughly the size of a city bus. It's going to be very dim for us, pretty much ruling out the idea of seeing it by the naked eye. But, of course, if you've got special equipment, you might be able to see it. The observatories will be able to see it. In sports, I'm sorry, Cubby, Jets lost to the Broncos 10-9.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
Awful game.
Mets beat the Brewers 5-0. Yankees wrapped up their season against Pittsburgh 6-4, so they have the top seed in the American League, and the Mets would need to win one today.
Correct.
They have a doubleheader with Atlanta, then they grab the wild card spot, and Liberty takes game one of their semifinals against the Vegas Aces, 87-77. Okay, if you love to shop on the internet, and who doesn't, just make sure you do it from your computer, not your phone. Researchers found that people are more likely to make more frivolous, impulsive purchases if they're shopping on the phone than if they have to sit there and face the computer and think about it a little bit more. Right? It's all that scrolling and everything.
It's just too easy, too.
Just go with it.
Double tap.
Yep.
Put it in the cart.
Mine.
Yep. Face ID. Purchased.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Christine. Back to that mini moon. You're not going to see it today because, well, eventually the sun will come out, but it's cloudy all day and a high of 71. We're currently at 61 right now, and the clouds hang in there until about Wednesday. Light FM.
Understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last of the fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear
when your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same. Hoping that you'll understand.
6:09, Monday morning, 106.7 Light FM. Cubby and Christine here on the final day of September. It is the final day of September, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's happened fast.
Is it crazy? I'm 53 years old. I sometimes have to think, which day has 30 days?
Oh, yeah.
Which is 31? I should know by now.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. I have to go through it.
I can't even remember that little riddle.
All the rest have 31, except for February, and then I don't know how it ends because there's leap year.
Okay.
You know, there's something about leap year in February in there.
But October's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a month away from going to New Orleans.
Oh, can't wait.
You're going to be there Halloween weekend, right?
Yes, very excited. Halloween's during the week, so we're going out for the week.
Right. And now, when's Halloween exactly? Is that a Thursday?
Yeah, well, let me
check.
I think it may be.
Hold on a second. Halloween is...
It is a Thursday.
Thursday, so does that mean all the Halloween parties and stuff will be the weekend after?
The weekend before.
Probably the weekend before,
yeah.
Right? Like the weekend of the 26th and 27th.
Yeah, my friends are throwing parties that weekends that I know of. Yeah, but I think either would work.
Right. How was your weekend, by the way? Any Halloween decorations going on?
No. No decorations. No, I'm the house hunting. It just is like this endless cycle. So I'm running to open houses once again. I'm a little worn out from the whole process.
But you know what? You got to find that perfect house.
Got to find it.
Perfect house.
Yeah, it's not easy right now.
It's got to check off all the boxes.
There's many boxes.
It's got to be somewhat close to work. Can't be too far away.
Right.
It's got to be a lot of greenery.
Yes, please.
Of course, you need the space.
Right. Updates would be nice, but then you're asking just for way too much. Then you want the world. Like,
right.
Then it's like, don't be crazy. Mm-hmm. You might as well move to another planet because that just...
You know what else would help you?
People are taking their wads of money of millions and going, here, and just throwing it at these houses.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Yes.
You know, if the market wasn't as high, that'd be very helpful right
about
now. Yeah,
you know how there's like a lottery ticket floating out there somewhere that somebody bought in Neptune and hasn't...
Oh, that's they haven't claimed it, right?
Yeah, at a ShopRite, you know. If you don't need it, I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm here, I'll do good things with it. First, I'll take care of the house, and then I'll take care of people and pets.
Right. You'd have a lot of
animals.
Money to take care of a
yes.
lot of things. You'd
yes.
take care of me, too, right?
Absolutely.
If you had like $800 million.
Oh, my goodness. We'd all be set. I would do so many good things, I promise.
Open the phones, maybe. We can give out some money to people if they call.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It would be.
Don't call, by the way.
We're dreaming.
We're dreaming right now.
It's fantasy.
We are dreaming, exactly.
How did you and Miles feel last night watching the Jets together?
Well, that's the problem, Christine. Mm-hmm. We had no screens on.
Oh!
I was a little bit going through withdrawal at times. My wife said, "Let's back off on screen time for the kids, iPads," which means I shouldn't have the game on either, because what's that gonna? That's a bad optic.
Oh.
If I'm watching football, but the kids can't have their iPads.
Wow!
So I did not have the game on at all. I had it on the radio.
Oh, that's a big time sacrifice for you.
It was really, really hard.
Yeah.
But you know what I will say at the end of the day, it worked out because you do more bonding with the kids and you're playing with the kids a lot more. And overall, it's busier.
Uh-huh.
But it was very rewarding at the end of the day,
nice.
Knowing that we spent all this time with them.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't like we give the iPads to the kids
right.
all day long.
Say bye-bye.
But they'll usually get it for a couple hours in the afternoon, like between like 3 and 5 o'clock. But my wife is like, you know what? I don't even want 2 hours of iPad.
Hmm.
I want maybe 20 minutes at the very end of the night.
Wow.
And that's what we did. But that was it.
That's great.
But we spent the whole day playing, and I would normally have the Jets game on in the background, and I didn't. And I was shaking.
Yeah.
I was like, I need this. But
you're okay. You're okay. You made it.
I didn't miss much either. Because
that's true.
Jets got beat 10-9. Terrible game.
Yes.
One more thing about the weekend. Another unbelievable night in Central Park for the partners at Global Citizen. 60,000 people attended this year's festival, which saw over $1 billion in commitments to end extreme poverty and defend the planet. Global Citizen thanks everyone who attended and for their support. It was really a big weekend.
Yeah, it looked absolutely amazing. The organizers at Global Citizen also told us that, as in every year the festival has taken place, all necessary repairs to the Great Lawn due to the rain will be paid in full by the organization at no cost to the city of New York.
Yeah, it was a great weekend out there. Light FM.
More Cubby and Christine coming up. But first.
Okay, gross. Rats procreate so quickly that within 18 months, two rats could have over 1 million descendants. We should know. We live in New York.
Light FM.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I know in my heart, babe,
to stay. If you're determined to leave, boy, I will not stand in your way. We'll be right back.
covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can, Cordia, an ocean of violets in bloom.
Christine, 106.7 Light FM, and away we go.
Okay, I need to tell you two things.
Cubby and Christine's.
Two pretty cool things.
All right, Christine, have we reached peak laziness yet? Because now you can grab your generic costume from Spirit Halloween without even getting off the couch.
Oh, really?
That's right. Uber announced they're partnering with Spirit Halloween. Uh-huh. And you'll be able to pay an Uber each driver to go grab your costume this year.
Okay.
The press release says it's Uber's newest step in their quest to help us, quote, get anything delivered on demand, end quote. You know, they own Postmates now, too, so you can order through Postmates, Uber Eats, or the Uber app.
Wow.
So you can literally sit on your couch and order your Halloween costume.
I want to be a witch. Go pick it up.
Now.
Wow. Okay.
Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's your cool thing?
Well, this is very promising because scientists believe they may have found the fountain of youth in a pond. And it's not in Florida.
St.
Augustine is right. We should jump in. It is a place in Spain. No, it's the University of Spain that found it. It's a colorless compound called phytoene. Phytoene. It's found in microalgae. It's said to have amazing anti-aging properties. They tested it on a worm, and that worm felt really good. And he lived for a long time and lots of squiggles and stuff like that. Resists oxidative stress, and it even showed promise in protecting against Alzheimer's.
Wow.
That would be amazing.
If this is true and cool, I mean, look, there'll be a line here. You'll be like, people will be booking trips here.
Yeah, oh, yes. Okay, so I just want to be clear. It was found from the University of Kent in England, and the University of Spain studied it. So it's in England. We have to go to England and get that pond scum, it sounds like. But it'll be worth it.
don't know why you cracked me up just now.
That's what they call the stuff from the pond.
I know.
But okay, you know, keeps the worms happy.
Well, it's working for them.
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just did.
are Cubby and Christine in the morning. Hopefully we're that small thing that makes you happy.
Do you know that song? That encompassed a couple of the joys we're going to talk about here.
What song?
If you think about it, Espresso.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
Okay. All right. So I know where you're going here.
Yeah, it made me happy.
By the way, this is Light FM and good morning to you. So yeah, small things in life that make us happy.
Yeah, this is really sweet. I like this survey because it is the little things in life, isn't it? And the number one thing that makes us, that brings us joy is waking up after a good night's sleep.
I did it Saturday and Sunday. Oh, it was amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Recharged.
Such a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Followed by catching up with an old friend or loved one. Absolutely, positively, yes.
Yep.
I love an in-person. And then a good cup of coffee.
As I have in my hand right now.
Amen. Watching our favorite show on TV.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch Emily in Paris? I did. Okay.
Oh, we have to finish up, actually.
It's so good.
Did you finish?
Yeah, I finished
okay,
it.
Okay.
I couldn't stop. I was trying to, you know, like do it little by little, but like, watch it all. The smell of freshly brewed coffee. So coffee shows up twice.
Two coffees already.
And then finally hearing my favorite song on the radio.
That right there is a good day if
Isn't
all that,
that
happens.
Great?
All right. Even if one of those happens.
Oh, those are all things that we can make happen and look forward to. And I don't know if there's some, if you think of like, what are one of the little joys that you have in your life? Just share it with us, if you will.
Yeah. You know, back to TV for a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Why do we like watching shows we've seen a million times?
I think there's a comfort.
Because you know what's going to happen and how it's going to play out.
Well, I think it's the nostalgia too.
Right.
Like if it's something from your, you know, because I know you love to watch Different Strokes.
Oh, Different Strokes. Anything 80s. Webster. Give Me a Break. Sanford and Son. We'll go back to the 70s.
Oh, that's
Three's Company.
That's the best, yes.
You don't have to think. It's just on.
You don't, right.
Right.
Right. I again, nostalgia. Just like we like, you know, the music.
Yeah.
It'll bring us back. So I think that's what's happening there.
Give us a text. Small things that bring you joy.
Yeah.
4436.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Won't you dance? just for you. Take my love, I'll never ask for too much, just all that you are and everything that you do. I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. But don't make me close one more door. I don't wanna hurt anymore. Stay in my arms if you're there. Must I imagine you there? Don't walk away from me.
Home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. It was with me. Yeah. moving on. He was with me.
Jet 106.7 Light FM, getting you going here on a Monday. Cubby and Christine here, 6:50. We're about a month away from Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So where are some cool places to go to get that creepy feeling?
Oh, ho, ho. There's so many good ones, and they're not that far away. One of them we have to do at some point, Salem, Massachusetts.
I've heard that over and over
again. Yes. Really, really want to go there. Of course, they have a festival going on, the annual Haunted Happenings Festival, witchcraft ceremonies, ghost tours, costume parties, parades.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go to that?
It's probably super packed. I bet you now you could even get a hotel room, right?
Right. I think you make your plans in advance, but you could check today.
Yeah.
You could try Sleepy Hollow, New York. This is good and achievable and fun. I've done it. So you can visit Washington Irving's, his famous story and embraces the haunted history of that area, the reenactment of the Headless Horseman, the great jack-o'-lantern blaze, which is so cool, more than 7,000 hand-carved pumpkins, and you could walk around Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. You could see, like, the characters Katrina and the Headless Horseman, like, the real people are buried there that the
That's
story's
cool.
based on. Yeah. Super cool. Also, New Orleans. Yay!
That's perfect. You're going, by the way.
Yes. So excited. We're going for Halloween this year. They've got a lot going on. It says, and I've got to tell Eric, we got to check into this. The Crew of Boo.
This is in New Orleans?
Yes.
What's the Crew of Boo?
Don't know. I will find out for you. Let you know if I can do it. I'm, you know, a little scaredy cat, but go on haunted tours. Observe a voodoo ritual. Get immersed in the mortuary haunted house, said to be one of the scariest in the country. Oh, I don't know if I have it in me.
I'm always intrigued by that, and I kind of want to do it, but then I feel like if I got in there and stepped foot,
yeah,
I'd be like, why did I do this?
I think, can I just stand outside with a beignet and or a muffaletta? That's good. Anoka, Minnesota is a small town celebrating Halloween since the 1920s. They have an annual Halloween festival that lasts several weeks.
Yeah, I looked it up as you were talking. Anoka, A-N-O-K-A,
mm-hmm.
The Halloween capital of the world. And like you said,
oh, wow.
mainly because of the it was the first Halloween parade in 1920.
Wow. And also Savannah.
Savannah,
Georgia.
I guess what?
It's said to be one of the most haunted cities in the U.S.
Right.
Offers a variety of ghost tours during Halloween, and they have candlelight cemetery tours.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I would do that. I think it did something similar in Charleston.
Yeah.
Charleston has kind of that vibe.
If you take your phone out, like, I don't know if you're an Android person or an iPhone, I don't even know if it matters, but I know if you're in these haunted places like Savannah,
mm-hmm.
You sometimes, they'll tell you to take pictures in certain
yes.
areas
yeah.
to see if you get that
aura. See if you get
aura.
The orbs.
The orbs, right? Is it
yeah.
orbs or aura?
Orbs.
Orbs.
Yes.
Can you get an aura on camera too? Or just orbs?
Maybe, possibly. I haven't caught an aura yet. Maybe if you have special equipment.
Yeah.
But you have an aura. Like, that's supposed to be around us. You know what I mean?
So when I die, the aura becomes an orb?
Then now you're an orb.
Okay. So you're seeing the aura of Cubby right now.
Yes, I can't see it, but
I thought everyone had one around them.
We all have it. but do we have the gift of being able to see it?
Producer David, filling in.
This one?
Good. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? You're nodding your head.
Oh, I agree. You have your aura that follows you.
But you can't see it.
No, no. But I think...
What if you look real hard? Can't you see mine?
No, you can feel auras, though. You both have great auras this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. You could feel the person's energy, kind mm-hmm. of. Like when you get close to somebody and they don't want you standing too close. Ooh, don't you almost feel that?
Yeah, you don't like the aura.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I remember what Cubby was talking about, like the orbs mm-hmm. and stuff, that I've heard that, like, if you put up your phone and things, like, yeah. you can see some things that are haunted.
I've done haunted tours where I've taken pictures and we felt like we saw orbs. I right. don't know if we wanted to see orbs or, but it looks like it is in yeah. the picture. And so if you had to guess, what color is Cubby's aura, David?
Purple.
Oh, that's
purple.
Nice.
Purple. I like purple.
That was the first thing that came to me. Yeah.
Is that like a Barney dinosaur?
No. You know, I don't know. I think that was the first color right. to come to my head.
All right.
Christine gives pink. You give
aww.
Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
aww,
that.
Thank you.
All right. Give it up for producer David.
David, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Helping us out today.
Yes, it brings love you. Beautiful energy. Thank
all
you.
All right. What you have coming up in the news? That made no sense. What have you come up in the news?
Who's he was he?
Yeah.
So if you don't like spicy food, but you got married and your partner does, just you wait.
All right, coming mm-hmm. up.
More music and more Cubby and Christine coming up. 106.7 Light.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.